Hello, everyone. My name is Doug.
I'm Dave.
And we are trainers at office.com. That's the help and how-to site for all things Office for end users. So you may be asking, what are these guys doing here? We've been asking ourselves. One, we're very grateful to be here. But two, we have a tool that we want to show off that can help IT pros and devs be more organized. So that's why we're here in the pantheon of IT pro and dev-ism, which is the MVA. So one thing we found out is, you know, IT pros and devs, even they want to be organized.
Right.
And we've been talking to them the last couple of weeks about how they can get more organized, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the commonalities between a lot of IT pros, or if you're studying to be an IT pro or studying a technology on MVA, you go from, you know, very high-level information, maybe, you know, conceptual diagrams about a certain technology, but then, you know, the next meeting or the next video, you go into a really specific area, like you're addressing a network or a subnet or a server. So going from those, you know, high-level planes of information to very low-level detail information, OneNote can help you feel, you know, in control of that information.
It can do all that. So that's what we want to do. We're going to give you a two-hour jumpstart course on OneNote. Now, we're going to go like IT pros. We're going to go fast. A lot of stuff we'd probably show end users, we're not going to show you. We're just going to go fast because that's what they do here at the MVA. So that's what
right.
we're going to do here. So in that course, we want to give you 2 hours of all the ways we have scenarios of IT pros can use OneNote. And hopefully by that time, you're gonna crank it open and go on. Let's do some quick introductions. My name's Doug Thomas. I've been at Office for 6 years now. I was at Amazon for 8 years before that, mostly dealing with videos over the last couple of years, working on help and how-to videos, screenshots. I did a series called Office Casual. Most people know that was the post-it I put in front of my face. At one point, I was in a cowboy hat doing videos. So we were doing a lot of experimentation with what's the best cases for that. For the last year, I've been leading the team that's been doing the Office 15-minute webinar. Every Tuesday, except today because we're here, we do a live link meeting. Anyone can join. We do 15 minutes of help and how-to subjects, you know, what's a pivot table, how to get better pictures in PowerPoint, sharing calendars and Outlook, things like that. We have IT pros join that one, too. More for end users, though, and then we also do a Q&A. And one of the people that helps out with that is?
My name's Dave Ludwig. And, I've been working at office.com for about 10 years. And, you know, just teaching people how to use the Office programs from Word, Excel, PowerPoint, to even SharePoint and Visio. So happy to be here.
Great. Now, a lot of people know OneNote and love it. A lot of people we know from looking at numbers, there's a ton of people out there that don't even open it up, even IT pros. So that's why we want to give this and give this talk on this. One of the, I probably have to do some other inductions here. One, online, if you're on the live call, we have a program manager, Nicole, support person, Tom, and a tester, John, who will help out. And so those big brain questions, they'll be able to help you online. Frank's online also. And just a little information about the Microsoft Virtual Academy. If maybe you came here from the Office 15-minute webinar, you'll find lots of great stuff here. So I was going to say go click around and find stuff, but leave us open, go open another window and go around the MVA and see. They have over 1 million registered users. They have in-depth courses. I mean, this is a two-hour course. They do all-day courses here live, or you can get the recordings. You can get they track you through a point system, so you can get points for everything you all the content that you consume. There's a voucher here today. You can get 50 points for this event, and great stuff here at the MVA. Again, we're great, wonderful to be here today. One of the things that kind of to kick it off that we wanted to do was I just wanted to kind of give you a quick 20,000-foot view of Office. There's a lot of things. I'm sorry, OneNote. We're doing OneNote today,
specific
right?
Specific day,
okay,
yeah.
OneNote. That kind of gives you a quick glance of how I use my OneNote. And there's multiple, you can do multiple things. That's what this little segment is with OneNote. So here I have this workbook that we're working on. This is just kind of a rundown we were using. This is on a SharePoint site. This is on SkyDrive Pro, my SkyDrive Pro. This presents could be on my SkyDrive Pro or somebody else's, as long as I have permissions. You can, you know, sharing and syncing works really well with OneNote. This is something else that's on SkyDrive. This is some data that we're going to use here today. I have a personal book on SkyDrive Pro. This is my to-do list that I keep on. I have it on my phone. I can update it right away. I can share it with my manager during my one-on-ones. And then also, right here next to all this work stuff with SkyDrive Pro and SharePoints is I have stuff with SkyDrive right here on the same screen. This is a thing I did for a bathroom remodel. I didn't do a bathroom remodel. I got things together for someone else to do the bathroom remodel. So I took pictures. Instead of writing down prices of remnants, I went through the web and found faucets or things that we wanted or looked at. My wife could go in here and also show and edit it.
Did you actually use that faucet?
I didn't use, what is it, nickel? I didn't use nickel.
Oh,
I didn't
do it. Different finish.
I used some sort of metal. You can come to the bathroom and find out. So again, you can do all this stuff, and then there's notebooks here that are on my hard drive. So all these notebooks are together. You can use multiple notebooks at one time. They share and sync. We'll be showing you that stuff later today. And also, there's another multiple thing they do is OneNote is easily the most ubiquitous Office app. It's on a ton of different apps, and we're going to show you those really quick.
Dave's okay. Let's do it. Let's show people. This app really just, it's so nice. It renders on all these different platforms. So, you know, if you're on the go, you can use it. If you're on your laptop, you can use it. Here it is on the Windows Phone. Okay. Here's an installation of Windows. All right. So that's the Windows Phone. And then here it is on the iPhone. Okay. Renders great there as well. And that's the same page there. You can fill this out as you're installing things on a server, for example. Okay. It's on Android devices. And these are all free apps, okay? The UI varies just a little bit depending on your platform, but you get the idea. And then of course it's on the iPad, okay? And the Surface, of course, which we'll show you later more in detail. So Doug, what you were saying earlier is really interesting in that your personal notes, your work notes, it's all in OneNote, sort of like your new home base. Would you say it's more of your home base than Outlook?
Oh, sure. I use it every day because I use it on the weekends too. Whereas Outlook, I try to turn off on the weekends. And I've been on it for 9 years. And some of the stuff that I learned 9 years ago, I'm going to show you today. A couple of things on the multiple. So we're going to do most of the work in the client here, if you want to switch over to my screen. And then this is the Windows 8 or Windows Store app. We'll show you this in the second half on the Surface Pro and how there's some new UI here for this. And then, of course, we also have the web apps. I don't know how much we'll do with the web apps, but again, there's always adding features to the web apps. They just added password protection just a couple weeks ago. And again, if you don't have OneNote, you can share it. You can share it as a web app. So we'll do a little bit, but probably not a lot. We'll stick mostly in the client today with OneNote. So a multiple of sources in front of you, a multiple of devices that you can use OneNote. And to kick off our first section, we're going to talk about a multitude of content that you can use. Now, again, we're going to go fast here today. We want to take a little time at the beginning because, again, we know the numbers and a lot of people don't even open OneNote. It's been sitting on their computer for years.
Or they do and
they immediately run away,
yeah.
Which is kind of what I do with Project. But so we wanted to take a little more time here at the top of the hour just to show a little bit more about the anatomy of OneNote. And with that,
okay.
Take it away, Dave.
Great, sure. So yeah, I'm going to talk about the anatomy of OneNote, the OneNote, the basic building blocks of the program, okay? And what I'll do is I'll just tell you that the biggest object, the biggest container in OneNote or the building block is the notebook, okay? And inside that notebook, you've then got sections. Sections have little tabs on them, kind of like in school where you have a notebook and you have those colored tabs, okay? And then inside the tabs, you've got pages. Okay, and that's the sort of the visual example, and it's represented really well here in the OneNote UI. Okay, so let's say you were a MVA participant, and you're like, okay, I'm going to learn the Microsoft stack. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take all these courses on the MVA. That might be aggressive, but it sounds like a pretty good idea to me to stay competitive in the market. So over here on the left, I've got notebooks for each of the products on MVA, each of the product tracks, okay? Here's my SQL Server courses notebook, okay? Here's the Office 365 notebook. And then inside a notebook, I have those tabs I was talking about, okay? These colored tabs, also called sections. Sections and tabs, they're interchangeable. That's an interchangeable term.
Uses sections, I use tabs.
Yeah, I say section for some reason. I don't know why. I think because it's the technical name and tab is the more informal. But yeah, and so each of these tabs I created to represent a course at for SQL on at MVA. So we've got the licensing course, the essentials course, the tuning course, okay, and the breakthrough insights course, okay? So those are your tabs. Those are your tabs. Those are your sections. And then in each section, you've got your pages over here on the right, all right? And each page, the way I set it up, each page corresponds to a particular video or a particular module in the course, okay? So you can see those here. I took some notes as I was consuming that content, okay? So that's the general structure. Now let's make some stuff, okay? I'm going to make a new, let's say there's a new course on at MVA for SQL Server. I'm going to make a new tab or new section in here. Here's my name up here. And I'm going to type Advanced SQL Server 2012.
Oh, let me sign up right now.
Yeah, that's something we could probably all brush up on, okay? And then I've got a new blank page in here. So this page could be called, oh, let's say video one, okay? And then you take notes in this area here, all right? And then I could add a page and call this video two. And then you take notes in here. I'm gonna show you about the note taking later in the course, but this is the general area where you take notes. And then you can add another page here, video three, okay? Take notes. So that's the structure, okay? And then Doug likes this feature here where, you know, if you're a little messy in your note-taking, you're a little unruly like Doug, you often need to make a new page in the structure you didn't anticipate, right? So you can slot it in here, press this plus sign, and you can say, okay, this is video 1.5, for example, okay? Take notes here. Or you could slot it in here, okay? Video 2.5, take notes. Okay, kind of boring what I'm doing. I'm setting up the shell or the structure, the hierarchy, but you get the idea. The other thing you can do, it's all about nesting. You know, you're nesting sections in notebooks. You're nesting pages in sections. And you can also nest pages within other pages. That's called making a subpage. So you can right-click this guy here and make it a subpage. And now that guy belongs to video one, and you can collapse that and sort of, you know, trim down the number of things in that right-hand pane if you need to, okay? We could do the same thing for this guy. You can even just drag it, and that'll nest it for you, okay? So you could do that if you needed to do that. Okay, taking this further, okay, let's talk about what's actually on the page, because it's a lot different in OneNote. In OneNote, you are not bound to that big single column in Word.
Well, yeah, here's where it blows. For people who do a lot of note-taking in Word and they're just a Word person, here's where OneNote just blows it out of the water. I mean, the first of many. But, yeah, you don't have to worry about the left-hand margin thing, basically.
Yeah, and you're not in this big stream of content. You can take notes anywhere. So I started taking notes here, but I could type here and take notes. Or I could type here and take notes. Okay, or here. It's ad hoc, spontaneous, organic. This is not a formal, for the most part, not a formal application. You're using this when you're taking notes in requirements meetings, or you're in a team meeting and you need to take rapid fire notes on action items and decisions. Okay, or maybe you just need to brainstorm and collect things and put things over here, put things over there. That's how this works. And these are all called containers. All right. And then you move them by clicking that little gripper there and moving them around, okay? And if you ever need to clean up your containers, if you are ready to kind of make some sense of this, you can drag and hold down that shift key and merge them inside each other, okay? Shift key, drag. Shift key, drag, okay? That's how you clean up your containers.
Which I think is one of the things with Notebook is we'll see, you can be really messy or you can be really neat, and both things will work for you just fine.
He's the messy one.
Suddenly a sitcom here.
And I'm the neat one, yeah.
You're the neat one.
So a couple of final things here. So you can, speaking of being neat, you can, move your lines of text around. So we moved this guy around earlier with the gripper for the container, and you can move your lines around too using this little gripper here on the left of the line of notes. Couple other things real quick, okay? I am a big fan of customizing a program to make it suit my needs.
Because you're neat.
I'm neat, and maybe I'm a little selfish. I like, everything to be the way it should be. So basically, I have a kind of a bone to pick with the OneNote engineers. I wish that this right-hand page here would be over here on the left by default. It's not. So you can go over here, go to Options, and you can choose Display, and then Show Page Tabs on the left, and then OK. And then your page tabs are right underneath that tab. So they belong with that tab.
And you look happier now because of it.
I know. It's like, oh, thank you. That final, the gumdrop ball dropped. And it's, yeah. So the other thing I like to do is Control F1 can show the ribbon, but then Control F1 also hides it, gets it out of my way. And then F11 turns you into expanded mode, full screen mode. Okay. And F11 again takes you out. So, if you're a real estate hog and you need all that space for notes,
yep,
take it.
And that last feature is in OneNote 2013. We should say we are working with OneNote 2013, though most of the stuff's going to work with OneNote 2010, just pretty much the same on a lot of the sentences. More of the cloud stuff, which we'll get into in the next bit. But so if you're in OneNote 2010, I would say 95% of what we're talking about today will make you a better OneNote person, because you're going to open it up finally. You're going to open it up. You are.
You will.
You will. You just will. He knows. They're going to do it right now in the back. Okay. Is that we're done with?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go to our next section.
Yeah. I showed you a bunch of pre-created notebooks, but Doug, tell us about just the act of creating a notebook.
Sure. So we're going to look at creating notebooks. And one of the things that I just wanted to say at the top is, I believe if you're on the live call and, of course, being recorded, we have a notebook you can download. Instead of a PowerPoint deck, we have a OneNote. So all these slides are in OneNote. You can do a lot with PowerPoint and OneNote. So if you want to download that, it's just basically some simple information, some demos, some other notes. We also have a whole page of resources we'll show you at the end, but you can look at them if you want to with the download. So that's I forgot to mention that at the top. So creating notebooks is, again, part of this magical thing of being able to have home and work all together on the same page, which you can do a little bit with Outlook, with calendars, but for the most part, doing it here in OneNote is the best way to do it, and you can use this multiple sources. You can have just one notebook if you want to. A lot of times people do, the example is you have one for work and one for home and maybe one for school. But what I found out very quickly is you can actually do it for, just start opening them up. I have about 12 open here. I probably have 20 on my other machine that I use constantly. So to create notebooks, again, just like anything in Office, you're looking for new. And then with Office 2013, they're going to try to get you into the cloud first. That's the default. So here I have a couple SkyDrive sites. I have my SkyDrive Pro. I can add other web locations like other SharePoint sites here. I can also do it on my computer. But the permission level is one of the main things. So work, SkyDrive Pro or SharePoint, play, home. You want to do on SkyDrive, so that way the you can work with the permissions levels for that. You can get into sharing right away if you want to, but we can talk about that a little bit later in our segment about all about sharing on that. One of the things, though, that if you're converting up from an earlier version of Outlook is when you might have most of your notebooks on your desktop. So in this case, this one here, if I want to share it or open it, it will force me to put it onto SkyDrive first and suggest. So this is a quick one. This is a lot simpler than it was for Outlook 2010. If you want to get things online, it's based right away. It's really built for that. In fact, if you go down, where's this one here? it's going to set up to share right away, no matter where what button you press. Because, again, the sharing thing, which we'll get into, is one of the huge things about using OneNote versus other other documents on that. Let's see. I guess I could show. I don't really. Well, what the heck? Let's go into and show. Switching over to a SharePoint site here. Of course, this is the way you could do it if you're on SharePoint. If you have Office 365 Education, you're just using SharePoint sites and you're not using the client, you could use it here. But again, you can do it right from the client. Even though I would put this on a SharePoint site, I can just do it here and not have to worry about opening up in SharePoint.
Right.
So you're constantly, if you want to stay in the client, you can just be in the client always.
And you recommend saving to the cloud for obvious reasons, and the one is having one version of that file up there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're having one version so you can share it out with anyone. If they have OneNote, great. If they don't have OneNote, great. The main thing is I do is I can get it on my phones. I can get it on my Windows, my smartphone, that I can immediately access it. That's the main thing. I guess if you really wanted to keep things tight, you could keep it on your desktop, but then you've totally lost the ability of sharing with it. And, of course, when you lose your computer... Who would do that? Okay, so one thing now, here's in IW land, we would say with this, that when you have a notebook and you share it, everything just syncs. That's what we'll just say. In IW land, everything just syncs. Don't worry about
Automatically.
It. Automatically. Automatically, it syncs.
You don't have to worry.
But let's dig a little deeper into that. In fact, we're going to open a page here, and the data management page. And let's see here. So you might want to, hopefully if everything works correctly, you can kind of switch back and forth between our computers and you'll see things updating. And let me just kind of, let me highlight a page here and see what happens. So we'll go back and forth. When you're active on a page, it syncs about every second. Okay? So, and it kind of knows when two people are on. Now, we're both on the client here. We're not on the web app. We're both doing this in the client, and things should change. In fact, yeah, this Doug, I need your attention here, Dave just put in here. So if it, as the notebooks, as they become less active, they'll slow down. Maybe up to 20 minutes is when they'll sync. Also, they'll sync every time you do something. So if you do something definite, like I click over to another tab, or I change pages, or I close OneNote, it will save there. If you are a person that wants to just save often, there is Control F9. You can hit that.
Shift F9. Yeah.
That's why I have Dave here for the because he is Mr. Shortcut. I'm Mr. I don't want to go there. So
Mouse Around.
I'm Mr. Mouse Around. Thank you very much. So the and then you'll find on a couple devices, you'll find sync buttons. The one of the reasons they're there is just like sometimes when we took away save on the web apps. You don't have to worry about save. Don't hit save. Well, you do have to worry. You know, some people are like, oh, I need to hit save. I'm concerned. So that's why you occasionally will see sync buttons. But
they've been trained over the years.
We've been trained.
Control S.
We help train them, quite frankly.
So Control S and or Alt FS in your Office programs is probably what you're used to doing. Shift F9 in OneNote.
But again, you don't have to do it. You can work on active pages. As you can see here, we've had updates. Now, if you're looking at my screen, to kind of read what's been shared and what's not, is you'll see their initials are here. If you're looking at my screen, which you are now, you see I have DL for Dave. NS is Nicole. She's one of the people online right now taking your pledge calls right now. No. She's doing Q&A right now. With you, she's the program manager, so she's in this notebook also. That's NS. And then when you flip over to Dave's, you'd see NS and you'd see DT for the ones I've done. So it's working back and forth and it's syncing, and you can keep track of it. Now, if you don't like to see those author codes in the history tab, you can turn those on and off if you don't want to. Sometimes you might see your own code there if you log in on different machines. Sometimes I see my own initials there. So sometimes I can hide the authors. Let me do that.
And Nicole has
so I can turn that on and off.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I can also, now the other thing you notice here is that things are turned green. That's the new stuff I haven't seen. You can turn that on and off too. And you can also look at recent edits. So there's a full thing for recent edits. You can look by grouping. So here's 7 days or 14 days. There's also a whole page version. So you go back, if someone ruins your page, you can go back and use the page version. In fact, let me show that here. So here's all the page versions I have for this, going back to the 30th here on the right-hand side. So if I wanted to restore this, I could. to a different time. I could. It's a time machine right there. And then you can just restore that. So again, if someone monkeys around too much with your history, who would do that? Not IT pros. No. Okay, maybe just the IWs.
Well, the IT pros are used to seeing history like that in the SharePoint browser or in the client apps. In OneNote, you want to stick to doing that in OneNote. That's where all the versions are tracked.
Okay, in there. Great. Yeah. And I should also point out, when we're talking about Nicole, we'll have time in the second hour. If there's something you want us to demo or something, we can certainly do. We have built-in time for that. So we can fire that, and they'll fire us through, and we'll, at the break, we'll figure that out. Other things here with the history. If you notice, some of my tabs and some of the data center management notebook is bold. That means there's stuff in that area I have not seen yet. So here I go over to server details. And there's on the right-hand side, there's two pages here that has new material. So I can click on those. And as soon as I click away, it's not bold anymore. So again, that's just a way of your notebooks and your tabs and your pages. If you're sharing something and want to keep track of what you've missed, that's one way you can do it really easily with notebooks.
And it's kind of like Outlook, right? Where if a new piece of mail hits your inbox, the inbox text turns bold.
Yeah.
Or if a folder has a new mail.
Exactly. So just that kind of keeping track of things is great, especially as we open up OneNote. Okay, so that's creation of notebooks, and we're now going to show you, getting kind of some more of the meat of the matter, which is what can you do inside the OneNote? And we'll take that with Dave.
Yeah. So the thing you're going to do most often with OneNote is you're going to take notes. You're going to be in these pages. You're going to be rapid fire typing, dropping things in. This is a very organic, spontaneous sort of canvas for you to work with, okay? So, and here's a perfect example of that. This is a fictitious optimization meeting that I had with someone named Brian, and I took down all these notes about optimizing our virtual and physical space. And you can see it doesn't look polished. It looks very kind of a little messy, and there's tags here, there's highlights there, there's a table here. It's all very ad hoc, and that's exactly the way you should function in OneNote. Okay, let's kind of recreate this. I'll add a page here, and we'll call it optimization meeting. Call it meetings, because sometimes you'll take several days of notes within one page, and that's just kind of the way it goes. Sometimes you'll separate each meeting on the left here with the pages, but other times you'll just do it right in line with the document. So rapid fire note taking. I'm not going to be going up here to the ribbon very much. Okay, I'll have it open, but I'm not going to go up there because I don't want you to get too attached to it. When you're an IT pro or you're a student and you're taking all these different courses on these technologies, you're going to want to rip through and take some fast notes. So keyboard shortcuts are the way to do that, okay? If you need to put in the date, Alt-Shift-D, like date, that pops that date in there, okay? Alt-Shift-T is time, okay? Alt-Shift is a big combination in OneNote. You're going to use that a lot. Alt-Shift-D is in date, Alt-Shift-T is in time. All right. You need a bulleted list. Don't go up there to that home tab.
What?
No. Nope. Don't go up there. It's control period, okay?
Control period.
Period looks like a bullet, okay? And you can type your bullets, okay? Okay. And then if you need numbered lists, okay, control forward slash, okay? That's right by that period, okay? So that's a numbered item there, numbered, okay? So these are all ways that you can, quick ways you can take notes. Now, if you need to indent things, like for example, maybe this number two here needs to belong to number one. Again, we're going to use that Alt-Shift, and we're going to use that right arrow. We're going to indent that guy to the right. Okay, Alt-Shift, right arrow two times, and we got that guy indented. Okay, and you could do Alt-Shift, left arrow to bring it back. But you'll do this often. You're going to have, usually agendas look like this, right? You have like three or four agenda items. Maybe these are four agenda items here. And then you're going to need to put underneath it, the decisions. Decision, buy that server. So you get the idea. You're going to need to nest things quite frequently. Let's talk about the tab key. The tab key can also do this indent, and shift tab can do that outdent. But some people think, oh, tabs, you know, tab spaces. I love putting tab spaces in things, in Word documents. Are you a tab space person?
I'm a tab person, but I'm also a table person.
Okay, so you're both.
I'm both.
Yeah, so you're slowly embracing the table.
This is where you would, this is where it throws you off, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, so let's say you wanted to do those tab stops like you do in Word. So you type in server model, colon, and then you press that tab key. It won't make a tab stop, or it won't make a tab space there. Okay, it'll make a table. This is a table-friendly application, and I think you should embrace it. I think it really works well that way. So Dell PowerEdge, what do I have an example here? T1102, okay? And then you press Enter when you need that new row, okay? And we'll put in serial number here.
And tabs were one of the improvements for OneNote 2013, that stuff with headers and sorting and all that. There's a right-click menu, and also your sub-menus on that that you can get a lot. You can do. We're not going to do a lot with them, but again, if you're interested in tables and all that, they vastly improved for 2013.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So there's all sorts of shading stuff, and you can sort in here. The thing that really gets me is, you know, OneNote is this organic place where you take notes, brainstorm, etc., collaborate. But then you can go formal. So if you, like, for let's say this wasn't such a simple table. Let's say it was a big data table in here. You could right-click it and just convert it to an Excel spreadsheet. And then, you know, in a matter of seconds, boom, it's right there in your notes, okay? And you can go be even more formal and edit it and then save it to a SharePoint site if you need to, you know, officially record what the specs are for this server. So just keep that in mind. It can be a starting point for things in an informal setting, and then, you know.
Right. I mean, you'll find a ton of links that work with OneNote. So if you're in Word, you're in Outlook, you'll see send to OneNote buttons. You'll see that in the command line if you're using Internet Explorer. You'll find that in a lot of different ways. And again, we'll show some Visio and Excel integration a little bit later. So OneNote is built to have everything poured into it and also connected out to it.
Yeah, it's awesome that way. So a couple other things about OneNote that are really unique to OneNote. I don't know if you ever do this, but in the old days when you take notes on paper and you kind of got ahead of yourself and you have too much note-taking at the top and you need some space up here to, you know, you want to move things down, go up to here to Insert tab and then click Space, and then this cool, like, wonky, like, wow, this huge animated arrow just stretches that out, and now you can add a bunch of your more notes if you needed to. Oops, I just hit the wrong key there. Alt-Shift-D for date, etc., and then you can type out your bullets, okay, etc., etc. So that's one tip for taking notes in OneNote. Now we're going to talk about tags, okay? Tags is one of the unique things about OneNote as well. So, for example, let's say this was an important bullet item here, and we wanted to denote that. We wanted to highlight that. We click this tag here, important, okay? I would myself use the shortcut key, Control-2.
Of course you would.
Okay. And then the most popular one is the to-do tag, right? So that's Control-1, okay? And when you've got it done, you can check it off, okay? If it's still open and you need to be reminded of that, that empty checkbox denotes that. So keep it unchecked if you're not done. And then if you have an open question, let's say you're taking these notes, someone says, hey, like, we need to follow up with Rebecca on that server. I'm not sure that server's ready for this service to be run yet. Then you can add the question tag and do Control-3, okay? And those tags are all available here. The most popular or the most frequent ones are up here, Control-1 through 9, okay? And but there's all sorts of other ones.
Yeah, and you can move that list around if there's something you like. You were going to customize one.
Yeah, so let's say you want to make your own. Like, there's tons of them here, but you want to make your own. So you go down here to Customize Tags, and then you click New Tag. And then, you know, I'm often in meetings with Doug, and Doug just sort of sneakily gives me these really annoying action items that I have to do for him. He's not my boss, but somehow he just sort of gives me these little action items.
Are you saying I'm tag-worthy? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, definitely tag-worthy, yeah. So I'm going to make a new tag called Doug's Annoying Action
Items. Thank you.
Or item. And then I'm going to give that a symbol like a frowny face here.
Beautiful.
And then I'll do the red text and a really sort of annoying green highlight. And then click OK. And then when he gives me one of those annoying things, I'll just press Control-1, and that'll be his...
Oh, I have a keyboard shortcut. Annoying. I appreciate that part.
Yeah. And yeah, again, like Doug says, I'm glad he mentioned that, you can move these, you know, by default, Control-1 through 9 are at the top of the tags. You can move things down if you don't want them to adopt a keyboard shortcut. So I think that's... Oh, a couple more things. We talked about checkboxes. We talked about the tagging. Outlook integration. So let's say you have you're in that meeting and Rebecca says, Dave, can you make sure to do this later? Like today, I need you to follow up on this server. Okay, follow up on the Huey server. Okay, Huey is just a fictitious server. You can click over here, Outlook tasks, and click today. Of course, I'm gonna use Control-Shift-1. Okay, that's how I tag things. And then when I go over to Outlook, okay, it'll pop up over here in my to-do pane in Outlook. And say, okay, follow up on that Huey server, Dave. It's just another place. It's great integration there. It reminds you that you got stuff to do. Okay. I think that does it.
Yeah, I got some more that we'll keep of what other things you can put into OneNote. One of the things that is one of my favorite things about OneNote deals with something like this. If you have a piece of, you have notes, let's say it's 5 pages long, not just one, and there is no soft copy. I mean, people say keep on this, it's been folded and all this, and there's important stuff on it.
There's a coffee stain on it.
There's a coffee stain even on it. So we just carry these pieces of paper around. Well, one thing you can do, and I did it earlier, so I took a picture of it with my Windows phone, and I synced that up with OneNote, and here's the picture of that document. So one, I have that information here that I can have. Now, not only can I have the picture and I know where it is, you can grab the text out of this. Now, it has to be clear print like this. Business cards work really well, too. But if I right-click, I get make. It usually, you have to sometimes make the text searchable. Sometimes that works by default. So web pages, if you put a web page in here, it does it by default. It reads that text. But I can also copy this text from this picture here. So let's do that. I'll just go right below here. And I'll paste it in. Notice I'm not using a shortcut. And there's all that text. Now I'll read the first line of what it found out. Let's see, you can read the picture and see how close it is. We ordered 30 virtual servers, 2 terabytes of tier 2 period storage, but 2 years later we only used 10% of that capacity. And it looks like it turned the exclamation point into a 1. So it's not going to be 100% perfect, but I don't have to retype all this now.
It's a lot better than when you're speaking into the phone and you call customer service department and they say, tell us what your problem is about. You know, this is a much better detection of this organic material, this image here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can work with images on that. Other things you can do with... other things to put into. You can always pull in documents. So if I wanted to insert a document, I could attach a document here, or I could print out a document inside the notebook. It just appears. So let's say if there's an important document here that you need to have with the meeting, you can just let me pull over this one here. You can attach a file, and it's right there, and everyone, as long as people can sync, it's right there. And again, I can pull this around over here. So you can attach documents. And then also you can work with printing out documents. The one that works really well is, let's look at a PowerPoint. So I'm bringing up a TechNet Deep Dive PowerPoint. And what I'm going to do is I could send this to OneNote. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But there's something that I always saw for years, even before I started working OneNote, which always got me. That when you went into the printer commands, there was this send to OneNote. What the heck is that?
Right, and you get a new computer and it has Office on it, and that's the only printer
That's the only
driver.
Thing you can print on.
Yeah.
So, let me show you what that is. So I'm going to print this to OneNote and hit the print button. And let's look over here. Make sure Come on. There it goes. And it's going to tell me where do I want to have the printout. So I'm going to put it right in the section that I am right now, which is inserting notes and stuff. And I'll hit OK. And it will print that document out. And there it is. So I have each page of the document. Now, not only that, one of the things I could have done in PowerPoint is I could print with the notes. Where is my full slides? Here we go. Note pages. And of course,
oh, I see what you mean.
The copy that has the notes, I forgot to put on this machine. Oh. So imagine there's notes right there. You know what notes look like? They're writing
at
the bottom of the page. Yeah. You could print it out note-wise and have it over to OneNote. One reason you would do that is you could keep PowerPoints in this presentation, and you can also augment these if you want to. We'll show this on a Surface Pro, which works out really well. But you can just, you know, if you needed to, you could augment this. You could, you know, let's say you're the big boss and you can do stuff like use a big red pen, and you could say, what's this? Garbage.
Right.
Maybe you wouldn't do that. But you can make notes. You can, let me pull down my tab here so I can show you. Maybe I'm not that mean of a boss. But you can do, again, I'm doing this with just a mouse and a keyboard, but you could just insert information here and work on this, or also review the notes if you wanted to, so you can send send documents, attach them, or you could also add them as a printout.
So what happened there is each slide got its own page, and then on each page, you have an image of the slide?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. That wasn't clear. Let me show that again.
No, I think, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, each page is on a different one. It's all together there.
And that's not typable text, but you could retrieve it like you showed earlier, right?
Yeah, but it's searchable text, and we'll get to search in a little
bit.
So all that text is searchable. That's all pretty cleared stuff. Another thing is, here's a giant PDF of a protocol workload, one of those posters. Now, if for some reason I wanted a copy for myself, if I wanted to print this, so really large documents, it works really well. I don't know why I'd want to print this sucker. It's huge. Let's see, does this tell me how big it is? It's 36 by 24, so I'd have to get a plotter basically like that. If I wanted to turn it to 8.5 by 11, it'd be super duper small, right? Who'd want that? Who'd want to read that? But watch this. I'm going to send this to OneNote. I'm going to hope it works like it worked in rehearsal. Let me click over here to OneNote.
It is a big poster.
It is a big poster. Well, I do have it pre-cooked, so I can also just show it this way. There it is. So I can tell, I can tell where I want to put it. If put it in the last slot, I can add it on. If I hit the section, it will just add to a new page. But if I wanted to add it to a page, I could add it to a particular page. But I already have it pre-baked here. Oh, I said I had it pre-baked. Silly me. Hang on here. I have it in this area. There we go.
There you go, yeah.
So here it is in OneNote. So I printed this 8.5 by 11. And I can even, with my view here, zoom in, and it will render slowly and read and be a little more readable. And again, this will be searchable. We'll show you that. So giant posters that you would not have, you could throw into OneNote and have in case you needed it for some reason. And that's, again, just some of the magic that you can work with that. So posters, you can print all of that stuff. And let's see, we just have a couple minutes, so you want to show Excel and Visio
real
quick? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you're studying these technologies or you're an IT pro yourself, you're going to want to put other kinds of documents into OneNote. You just saw PowerPoint. Of course, you're going to want to do Excel. So let's say, for example, you're here at this network topology. Okay, but you want a data grid to show the addressing and the names and stuff. So you could go to Insert and choose Spreadsheet and then Existing Spreadsheet. Okay, and if it was on SharePoint, which I would hope it is, you know, some central location up in a cloud somewhere, you go ahead and target that, insert it, and then you have a couple options just like before. You could attach as a file icon. Like an email message, or you could insert the whole spreadsheet. We're going to insert that spreadsheet in here. And now you've got, you know, underneath your topology, you've got your addressing and names and so forth, okay, your details of that topology. You could also just, like you see here, you could insert a Visio diagram itself. Like this one here, I inserted this one from TechNet on this multi-tenant disaster recovery solution. And the way you do that, I'll just add this page here. We'll insert a Visio diagram. Okay. Got to use that spell check. All right. I don't want you focusing on that too much. Okay, so insert existing Visio drawing, and then we can go ahead and insert this topology here from SharePoint, and then it then inserts it into that right. OneNote file. So it's like a really, like it turns into, again, your home base for a lot of your note-taking, your data retrieval, your requirements, your all sorts of things.
Yeah,
and again, it's a big one.
It's a big one, so it's going to take a time. But again, that Excel and Visio was improved for 2013. We're coming up on the end of the first hour, but we want to show kind of the thing of OneNote. And if you were probably figuring out, where am I going to get to it? It's how to scrapbook, basically, with OneNote. There's a new feature with 2013 which kind of sends this send to OneNote. You can send pages to OneNote instead of printing them. That's up here. That would be Windows plus N plus D. But the screen clipping is the thing most people know about OneNote. And let's just show that real quick if you don't know it. So it's the shortcut on, I think, all versions of OneNote is Windows S. And if you're here on my web page, this is the web page for today's Jumpstart. And it kind of grays out the screen. And you just grab what you want to grab. So I just want to grab this part. And then a menu pops up. I can copy this to the clipboard if I want to use it someplace else. But I can also send it to OneNote. And you can designate one folder and always get sent to that, or you can kind of pick out where you want to go. So let's put this in inserting notes. I'll click that. And let's go to another web page real quick. Here's one for the Office 15-minute webinar. I'll screenshot this, but I just want to screenshot this paragraph with the link. Okay, I'm going to send it to the same place. Now let's go over to OneNote. And there it is, just that fast. Not only that fast is that text is searchable. I'll show you that. I mean, I could search right now, but I'm kind of showing you what we're going to do in the next hour. But that join right there is put in there.
That's cool.
Here's the one for the Jumpstart. So not only that, what's better than cutting and pasting is if you send it to a selected bit, you get this data at the end. So this is a link back to the page and a print of when I did the screen clipping. So you know when it's there. So especially with the web so fluid, if there's a home page you like, ooh, right. I like the look of that. You can capture it, and then tomorrow they change the page. So the link may not work unless they hide it. But you have that information here. I use this for scrapbooks all the time. The 15-minute webinar was a pilot program. We didn't have all the metrics we usually use. So anytime it got mentioned, I clipped it into a OneNote. I just have kind of a scrapbook of our best hits or whatever. I'm going to flip over here to the resource page that we have that you can show later. Oh, this looks pretty big. Let me close this down a little bit. So these I just made very quickly by going to the page, cutting and pasting, and then look, you have a URL for the off support page. You have a URL on the time I did it for TechNet, for MSDN, all these things. And I put this together very quick because I just said, put it on this page. Right. So it built this and I moved these around a little bit. So that is kind of the send to OneNote is the thing which people know about the most. We're going to take a break for a few minutes. Let us know what you want to demo. We'll have some demo time to do work in the second hour. We'll talk about search. We'll talk about Surface Pro. Touch.
Sharing.
We'll do all that in the second hour. Send us your comments on what you'd like to see, and we'll do that in the second hour. But for now, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with organizing and sharing with OneNote.